Do you find it hard to get into a rhythm? Like you want closeness with God, but you can't seem to make the time to get in your word or even pray. You're so busy with life and overwhelmed with all the things that you can't seem to get a grip on your spiritual faith walk? Well, we are going to dive into some healthy habits that will increase your confidence as a believer and help your mental capacity. If you're here for it, then let's get to it. Hey, hey, beautiful women of God. Welcome to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. Do you want to be closer to God and be confident in your walk with Him? Do you wake up ready to crush the day by putting God first, only to feel overwhelmed and frustrated when you wake up late and skip over your alone time with God again? Hey, I'm Angela. I too was a busy mom trying to find time in the small windows of my day to spend with Jesus. I have felt overwhelmed with life and motherhood, just wishing I could be close to God, be confident in His love, and stop comparing my life to others around me. But my lack of consistency kept me from what I desired most. I finally decided to make time with Jesus a priority, and it was a game changer. I now understand His love for me, can hear His voice clearer, and have grown in my confidence as a mom, wife, and woman of God. In this podcast, you will hear chats about faith, family, and fun systems that will help you grow in consistency in your walk with the Lord. So tune out the chaos in the carpool lane or go ahead and start your workout and let's jump in. Hey, hey, beautiful Kingdom Daughter. Welcome back to the Kingdom Daughters podcast. I'm Angela, your host. And as always, I am so thrilled you're here. Hope and pray that you're having an amazingly awesome, fantabulous day and that you just feel encouraged, blessed, and challenged by the content in today's podcast and that you're just excited to be here. And if you're new and you found your way here, congratulations. No, I'm just kidding. Welcome, welcome. So glad you are here. Okay, so before I jump in, I just wanted to share that I have some coaching spots available. It's been so awesome chatting with some of you on the free calls that some of you that have taken advantage of the free calls with me. And if you are interested, if you're out there and you're like, man, I really love what Angela's talking about. I would love to get to have a free call with her. Do it. Come on. Maybe you are in a place where you just want to grow spiritually. Maybe you're wanting to break free from fear and shame. Maybe you're just wanting to build your confidence and set some mindset goal work to get you to a new place with the Lord. And maybe you have a specific situation that you're just needing help to walk through. Come on, I'm your girl. I would love to work this through with you. And I would love to help you get out of the place you're in and into the place God has for you. So if you're ready for that and you want to get out of your normal routine and push yourself to new growth in your life, then let's chat. Okay, go to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching, grab a free call with me. Again, this is no pressure. It's just a way to see if we're a good fit for each other and if I can help you in any way. Again, go to thekingdomdaughters.com/coaching. And I have five available spots. So they're going to fill up quickly. So go ahead and grab that spot now. All right. So today we're going to talk about healthy habits. And you've heard me talk about this before, it's a good reminder. It's a good reminder to get us set in places and rhythms, and not only spiritually, but physically and emotionally and mentally setting ourselves up for success in life and putting certain rhythms and habits in your life help with that. And so I just wanted to talk about that a little bit today. So I wanted to read a couple of scripture over you before we get started. The first one is Galatians 5, 13 through 21. You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love. For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command: love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. And it goes on to kind of talk about the desires of the flesh. And I felt like this kind of went along because it's talking about we have the freedom, we have the choices, right, to indulge in flesh if we want and to live out those things in the world that maybe seem good at the time. But really, we need to be walking by the Spirit and choosing life that is God-honoring. And I believe setting up healthy habits and spiritual healthy habits, mental healthy habits, physical healthy habits can get us in alignment with what God has for us each and every day. And it's super important to be doing that. The second scripture I have for you today is in Ephesians 4:29. Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as in Christ God forgave you. Now, I know this is a big order, right? This is a tall order. It's like, we have human instincts, right? To get angry sometimes and not always be kind and compassionate. And our earthly body, like, just fights against us and our will fights against us, right? But God's saying, like, we can do it when we work with the Holy Spirit, when we partner together, like, just make a choice. And when we set habits in place and healthy habits in place, we're making a choice to choose to put things in place that will help us not have unwholesome talk, right? When we choose to read our word and we choose to spend time with the God, we're less likely to not have unwholesome talk come of our mouth, because we're filling ourselves with Him, and what's going to come out of our heart is Him and His presence and His goodness. Okay, one last scripture for you today, and that is in Hebrews 12:2. And let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. For the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. Okay? So important to keep our eyes fixed on the Lord. When we keep our eyes fixed on Him and what He has done and all the good things, and we know what He has done and what He's gone through, it's a lot easier to stay on the path that He has called us to. So I just had a couple of healthy habits. Most of these are practical things, not so like depth in spiritual. But again, I believe when we take care of our physical bodies, that in turn helps our mental capabilities, and part of it is taking care of our spiritual bodies as well and our minds. All of those things work together, right? They all work together. So if we have a strong spiritual body and physical body, our mental capacity is going to be able to handle all the things that we have as women throughout the day, right? And you know, we have a lot of things. We have a lot of things. It just is the way it is. Like, women just have a lot on our plates. Part of that is knowing when to rest, when to take time to listen to our bodies and not overdo it. But I believe putting certain things in place like this will help us on the day-to-day to run our race to the best ability. If that makes sense. Okay, so I have four different habits that I just wanted to chat about today. I love to do these things every day, and they really kickstart my day. And as I've, over the years, put these things into practice, it's just kind of like clockwork. I don't even have to think about it. I don't have to schedule it. I don't have to do anything to remind myself, because it just happens. I do these things in the morning, no matter what. Number one is exercise. I exercise every morning. You've heard me talk about my morning routines before. I exercise in the morning. It's a great way to get up, get your day started, get your blood flowing. It clears my mind for me because I have a hard time getting up and going straight to scripture because I'm still groggy. I'm not a morning person. I wish I was, but I'm not. So, I'm a little bit groggy in the morning. It takes me a little bit of time to get up. And so I choose to exercise first thing. and get my body moving. And it really helps me just to kind of get all the endorphins and all the things flowing in my body. And so, but either way, if you exercise in the morning or during your lunch hour or at night before you go to bed, it doesn't matter. Just get your body moving throughout the day is so, so important. There are so many benefits to moving our body. And honestly, if you start looking it up, a lot of it has to do with our mental health. It creates a space for us, our bodies working together and opening up space for clarity and no more, you know, brain fog and all of these things as we start moving our bodies and keeping those things healthy inside of us. And so exercise is the number one thing. The second thing I have for you is sleep. Okay. Now, I understand there's this just culture of you don't need sleep, right? You can live off of 5 hours and then you're going to be more productive and you're going to be able to get more things done in the day and you're going to be able to have more hours or whatever, okay? But if you do not get rest, if you don't take care of yourself, and if you don't choose to do the things that we're supposed to do, like there's a reason why the sun goes down, right? And we're supposed to rest. But because in this day and age, you know, we have all the electricity and we have our phones and we have all these things and we're like just constantly going. We choose not to rest. We think we're supposed to like keep going and keep pushing and keep pursuing. And that's okay. Certain seasons, you know, maybe you own a business and you just have a push time and you're supposed to push through, or work, you're at work and you have certain things you have to work through. That's okay. But I'm talking about on the regular. It's not good for us to not get enough sleep. Also, as a mom, as a new mom, you don't sleep. Okay, it's just the way it is. I hate to break it to you if you don't have kids yet, but you just don't get a lot of sleep. And that, like I said, it's in seasons, but it cannot become the regular. Our bodies need rest. Our minds need rest. Spiritually speaking, God and Jesus calls us to rest in Him and lean into Him. And so sleep is so important. This is something that we have to choose to be intentional about, because if we're not intentional about it, it'll be so easy to stay up late. You see all those like funny like videos and reels and TikToks or whatever about, you know, moms that are like staying up late and then they're dead in the morning, or they're choosing. It's like, oh, this is my free time. I did that so much when my boys were little. It was like, I finally get some time to myself. Now I want to binge watch a show, or I want to get on Facebook or whatever. And it did not serve me well, because then the next day I was exhausted. I wasn't my best self. I wasn't happy because I was grouchy from not getting enough sleep. And we don't realize that it does affect who we are when we choose to rob ourselves of the rest that God is calling us to and that we literally need, especially women, for those times of the month that our body is in our cycle, right? We're on our period. We need to rest. We need to listen to our bodies and take the time to rest, okay? Studies show that at least 1/3 of the population isn't getting enough sleep. Like, what is that? I'm guessing most of those are women, okay? Because again, we feel the need to just keep pushing, keep pursuing, keep doing all the things, and like living up to this standard that is extremely hard to live up to. We need the sleep. We need the rest. We need to release it and allow God to like work in our bodies while we're sleeping. We have to release the overload and the control, and our brains have a hard time shutting off. The studies I was looking at talked about insomnia. Women have a lot of issues with insomnia because we just have a lot going on in our brains, right? And so a practical tool that I like is just having a notebook nearby, or you can have your phone and the notes app. Just if your brain starts going and you start thinking, dump it out right away so that your brain can be clear of those things and you can get the rest that you need, okay? So many awesome tools for that. Don't let it stick there and don't let your brain wander for too long. Dump it out so you can think about it tomorrow, okay? The third thing is cutting back on sugar and processed foods, eating out. I put / eating out, okay? A lot of the processed foods that we eat come from eating out. And have you ever heard of the expression, you are what you eat? Okay. Like, I know it's like a silly thing, but studies show that what we eat determines how we look and how we feel. And I'm not really worried about the look issue right now because everybody's in a different season. Like women, we have up and down seasons. Our cycle causes different seasons just monthly when we're having babies or we're getting older, different seasons. I'm not talking about the look, but I'm talking about our mental health. When what we put in is what's going to come out, right? It's going to be determined how we feel and what our brain is thinking. I know for a fact that just because I have started to cut certain things out over the last couple of years, I was getting so much brain fog from certain foods I was eating, and a lot of it was sugar, right? And I would just in the middle of the day just be like, why do I feel like this? Why do I feel like this? And it was because I was eating too much sugar. It's not good, right? Sugar especially has so much side effects, and it's addictive. It's made to make us want to come back to it, which is just terrible. And it seems like maybe a quick fix to our emotional needs and woes at the time, but it does not serve us well, women. It does not. Now, again, like anything, this is moderation. I am not trying to tell you you can never eat sugar again. I mean, so much of our food has tons of sugar in it, okay? I'm just saying it needs to be in moderation, okay? We don't have to get crazy about it unless you want to. That's awesome too. Like seriously, if you want to do that, my guess is you're going to be feeling 100 times better. But don't feel like I'm like, no sugar, you can't do this and you're never going to be able to have sugar again, okay? Because I love peanut butter M&Ms like the next person, okay? I'm just saying it needs to be in moderation and we can't run to that. We always need to run to Jesus, right? We always got to keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We can't run to that as a way to kind of numb what's going on or like make us feel better, okay? Because it really won't. It will in the moment, but over time it will not serve us well, okay? I had put this, you may think that you are feeling brain fog or exhaustion because all you've eaten today is leftover PBJ or a bowl of sugary cereal, or maybe you haven't even had a chance to eat yet because you're so hungry, right? You may think it's just because you're tired or whatever, but let's think about what we're putting in our bodies, okay? What is it that we're putting in our bodies? Okay, fourth and last thing is the most important thing that you hear from me all the time, and that is what? Read your Bible, okay? Get in your word. Spend time with the Lord. I cannot say this enough. I cannot emphasize it enough. Reading your Bible is so, so important. I may sound like a broken record, but hopefully it's sticking because reading your word is so important. It is the life-giving tool that is going to help you throughout your day. It's God's word living and acting, active and breathing and bringing you life, and it's the only thing that's going to help you really be the best version of yourself throughout the day. There is no better habit that you can create in your life than reading your word, okay? So I said those four things. Now, obviously, there are other habits that you can jump and lean in there, but I just wanted to start with a few. And I also wanted to let you know, I mentioned it last week, I'm starting a 7-day healthy habits challenge this Friday. If you're interested, I would love to have you join. It's free. It's in the free Facebook group. It's just to help you get into some routines and rhythms. And we're going to do 7 days, 7 challenges to just get you awesome, healthy, spiritual, and physical habits to get you going through your day. Okay. It's going to be held in the Facebook group. Go and join in there. You can also kind of track it on Instagram because I'll kind of post about it in there a little bit as well. But I've been doing live devotionals in the mornings every day from Friday to Thursday, 7 days. If you want to be a part of that, you can do that. You can go to thekingdomdaughters.com and at the top there is a place for you to join the Facebook group or there's a link in the show notes. The 7 challenges we're going to be doing are reading your Bible every morning, exercise, drinking the right amount of water, cutting out sugar. Don't worry, it's only a week. Doing the gratitude journal. Okay, you know how much I love gratitude journals. Getting 8 hours of sleep. And then the one thing is your phone. So your night, turning off your phone an hour before you're going to go to sleep. I guarantee you're going to get better sleep if you do this, okay? Turning off your phone an hour before you go to sleep, not touching it for that last hour, and then not going to it first thing in the morning. So making sure you get exercise and God's word in before you start answering emails or phone calls or texts or checking social media. Okay, those are 7 challenges. So again, if you're interested, go to thekingdomdaughters.com, get in the Facebook group. I'm going to have a healthy habit tracker for you, printable. And also I will have a 7-day scripture and the scriptures that I'll be going over during the devotion time. So if you're interested, go ahead and grab that. Or you can follow me on Instagram. That also is in the show notes. And also on thekingdomdaughters.com. You can join me there and be a part of it. So if you're looking to just kind of get excited about healthy habits and really launch yourself into a season of good things, because I believe once you get in the habit, it just becomes natural and you don't have to think about it, right? You don't have to think about it. So yeah. Anyways, that is all I have for you today. That is all I have for you. I hope and pray that you are challenged and blessed by that, by this and everything that was said, and that you're excited about the Healthy Habit Challenge. Remember, friend, you are seen, you are known, you are loved by God. Believe God is who He says He is. Receive His amazingly awesome and powerful love, and walk confidently as the beautiful daughter that you are. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I will see you on Friday for Faith Bomb Friday. Bye now. All right, friend, before you go, really quick, if you've been around for a while and you've been loving the show and you've been listening constantly, first of all, I want to say thank you so much. It means the world to me that you're here, and I just pray that you are continually challenged and blessed by this. But could you do me a favor? Could you go and leave a rating and review? I would love to hear feedback from you. This is one of the only ways I can know that what I am sharing is actually resonating with you. And it also helps to get the message out there to other beautiful women just like yourself. So if you go to Apple Podcasts, I would love for you to leave a rating and review. That would be amazing. All right, that is all. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time. Bye now.